Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring a really interesting idea that's gaining some traction, the possibility of, well, a unified social media world.
Yeah, this concept may be best laid out by Kaijo Tuominen in an article called The Emergence of the Social Media Town Square.
Exactly. It pictures a future where, you know, the online spaces we use every day are much more connected.
Right. Imagine like a single digital hub. A town square, as Tuominen calls it.
Where platforms like Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Facebook, they aren't these separate walled gardens anymore.
They're more like interconnected neighborhoods,
yeah.
You know, for talking, buying things, entertainment, all flowing together.
So we're going to use Tuominen's article as our kind of jumping off point today.
But we're not just summarizing it. We're bringing in other sources too, articles, blogs, studies.
Uh-huh. To get a broader look at things like platform convergence, this idea of interoperability, getting platforms to talk to each other and, you know, the tech that might make it happen or stop it.
So the mission really is to unpack the core ideas of this potential future and understand what's driving it, what the challenges are.
Okay, so let's really get into this core vision, this unified marketplace Tuominen describes. What does that actually look like?
Well, fundamentally, it's about breaking down those walls between the apps we use, making the whole experience smoother for people.
So think about maybe a single login, like one key for all your social media stuff.
Exactly. Imagine the convenience and the implications for, say, managing your personal brand online or even just owning your own data.
Yeah, no more juggling accounts, forgetting passwords, that whole nightmare.
And Tuominen talks about truly seamless conversations, like being able to chat across platforms without even really noticing you're switching.
How would that work? Like replying to a tweet from inside LinkedIn or something?
Potentially, yeah. It would mean conversations aren't just stuck inside one app. It could create a much more connected public discussion.
Right. And it's not just chatting, is it? Tuominen also mentions integrated content sharing.
Posting something once, like a photo, and having it just appear everywhere you want it to.
That would definitely streamline things. But the part that really grabbed me was the marketplace idea.
The transactions bit.
Yeah. Buying and selling right there in the unified space. Like Tuominen gives examples. Buying a vintage record you see in a Twitter thread.
Or hiring a designer you found through LinkedIn, maybe. All within that same integrated environment.
It really starts to blur those lines, doesn't it? Between just hanging out online and, well, doing business.
It does. It suggests a future where our digital lives might become, you know, inherently more transactional, which is interesting.
But it raises questions too, right?
Absolutely. Like, does that mean we just get bombarded with ads everywhere woven into our chats? How do you balance the social side with the commercial side in one big space?
Crucial points. Okay, so that's the vision. But what about now? Are we seeing any, like, hints of this starting to happen?
Well, you could argue we are. Little steps, maybe, like being able to cross-post between Instagram and Facebook, that sort of thing.
Or using Google or Facebook to log into other sites.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at how social media is evolving generally, there was a 2024 EdgeUB Institute article talking about the rise of decentralized platforms.
Like Mastodon.
Right. And the key thing there is their focus on user privacy and, importantly, interoperability.
That word again. Platforms being able to talk to each other.
Yeah. And that's significant because it offers a potential way to get that cross-platform interaction Tuominen envisions, but maybe while giving users more data control. That aligns pretty well.
That's a really good point. There was also a sophisticated cloud article, I think, from April 2024.
Yeah.
It also mentioned this shift towards more integrated experiences, businesses using cross-platform strategies.
Oh, right. They talked about CRM tools, didn't they? Customer relationship management.
Yeah, businesses using those to create a kind of unified social media front for customers, managing interactions across different platforms from one place.
Which definitely echoes that marketplace transaction idea from Tuominen, connecting commerce and social interaction.
And then there's the basic idea of media convergence itself.
Right. Avaya article from October 2024 defined that as, you know, computing, communication, content, all coming together.
And they specifically called out social media convergence as a big part of that trend.
Yeah, pointing to things we already see, like accessing Instagram stuff through Facebook, as examples supporting those ideas of unified profiles and easier content sharing in Tuominen's vision.
Okay, so trends seem to be pointing towards more connection. But this interoperability thing, it feels like the absolute linchpin, doesn't it?
It really does. How do these different platforms actually talk to each other? exchange data smoothly and securely.
So how do we make that happen technically?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. A tech policy. Press article from back in March 2022 argued pretty strongly for mandatory interoperability.
Mandatory, like forcing platforms to open up.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah. They argued it's crucial for competition, for giving users more power. They pointed out how the current lack of it, like, you know, Twitter blocking access for certain LinkedIn features back in the day, stifles innovation.
So what's the technical solution they proposed?
Open APIs. Application programming interfaces. Think of them as like standardized ways for different software systems to request and share information.
Like a common language for platforms.
Exactly. If platforms used open APIs, it would make Tuominen's vision of cross-platform chat and unified profiles way more achievable.
And this isn't just tech bloggers talking about it, right? There's research, too.
Yeah, a ResearchGate study from July 2022 looks specifically at data portability and interoperability in the EU. The goal there was reducing user lock-in being stuck on one platform.
And did they suggest how to achieve it?
Interestingly, they drew parallels to how the telecom industry is regulated, suggesting maybe similar rules are needed for social media to push for that kind of technical integration.
That puts a whole different spin on it. It's not just tech, it's potentially regulation, right? And being able to move your data easily, interact across platforms. That goes right back to Tuominen's town square idea. You're not just confined to one neighborhood. You can move around freely.
Okay, shifting gears slightly. Technically speaking, what could actually enable all this connection? One idea that keeps popping up is the semantic web.
Ah, yeah. Semantic web. That's a fascinating angle.
How does that fit in?
Well, technologies linked to the semantic web could act as a sort of translator between platforms. A Haplog article from August 2023 explored this.
A translator?
Kind of. These technologies basically provide a common framework so data can be understood and exchanged more easily between different systems, even if they're built differently.
Like giving data common tags or labels so other systems know what it means?
Sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Think of it like a universal library catalog system for data online. It helps break down those data silos between platforms.
Which would directly support Tuominen's idea of a more unified experience.
Exactly. And it connects to something else Tuominen mentioned, Tim Berners-Lee's Solid Project.
Right, the inventor of the World Wide Web. What's the Solid Project about?
It's all about giving individuals, you know, us, more control over our own personal data online, letting us store it where we choose, and grant access to apps.
So semantic web tech could be the plumbing that makes something like Solid work on a large scale.
Potentially, yes. It could provide the technical foundation for that kind of user-controlled data ecosystem, which could in turn improve things like content discovery while giving you more power over your digital life.
Okay, this all sounds pretty exciting, potentially revolutionary even, but Tuominen's article also flags some pretty big challenges, right?
Absolutely. It's not going to be easy. The obstacles are significant.
What are the main ones? Privacy has to be top of the list.
Definitely. If everything's connected, how do you control who sees what? You need really clear, really robust user controls over information sharing. That's critical.
And then just the tech headache of actually plugging these massive different platforms together.
Yeah.
Huge technical challenge. Different architectures, different data formats. Developing the APIs, the protocols, to make them all talk seamlessly. That's a monumental task.
And what about the money? How does this unified town square actually, you know, pay the bills?
Good question. The revenue models are unclear. Is it cross-platform advertising? Do users pay subscriptions for premium features? Big questions there.
And finally, just making it usable. Designing one interface that works for everyone, no matter how they use Facebook versus LinkedIn versus TikTok.
Yeah, the user experience challenge is massive. How do you make it intuitive and not just a confusing mess?
And it's worth saying, not everyone even agrees this convergence is the future.
True. There are counterarguments. A WA Communication blog post from January 2025 argued the opposite, actually.
Oh, really? What did they say?
They suggested social media is actually fragmenting more, becoming more niche, more specialized.
So platforms pulling people deeper into their own worlds rather than connecting outwards.
Exactly. Focusing on purposeful engagement within their own ecosystem, directing users to their own platforms. That's quite different from Tuominen's convergence idea.
It definitely is. It makes you think about the incentives. Do the big platforms really want a world where users can easily hop between services?
Does it align with their business models? That's a key question. And the Via article we mentioned earlier also flagged the privacy risks. Again, more integration means more data aggregation, which needs careful handling.
So there are academic perspectives on this too.
Yes. Another ResearchGate study, this one from October 2024, looked at social media in research and education. And interestingly, they also highlighted the need for better data interoperability and user-focused design.
So even in academia, there's interest in more connected platforms.
It seems so. It shows the idea of interconnectedness resonates beyond just commercial applications, aligning with that broader town square concept.
Okay, so wrapping things up. Tuominen concludes that, look, this social media town square is still very much a vision.
Right. Not a reality yet, but the early signs, the first steps towards convergence, are visible.
And if it does happen, it could be, well, the next big digital revolution.
Yeah, Tuominen frames it as a potential future, one that depends on overcoming some really big technical, economic, maybe even philosophical hurdles.
So to bring our deep dive to a close today, we've looked at Kaijo Tuominen's vision, explored some current trends in tech that hint at it, like interoperability and the semantic web.
And we've definitely wrestled with the big challenges: privacy, tech integration, money, user experience, plus those counterarguments about fragmentation.
If we bring it back to you, the listener, it feels like how we interact online is really at a crossroads, doesn't it?
It really does. Tuominen's framework gives us a way to think about where things could go, even if the final destination is still, you know, pretty fuzzy.
Which leads us to our final thought for you today. Thinking about things like decentralized platforms, this push for interoperability, how do you see your own digital life changing in the next few years?
Yeah, what parts of a unified social media space actually excite you? And what are your biggest concerns about making it happen?
Maybe dig into some of the sources we mentioned. Think about these trends. It's definitely worth forming your own perspective on the future of our potentially shared digital town square.